And now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills.
Scott Ross is the business on Phoenix FM.
Well, actually, the fanfare was really for Margaret. She wanted the fanfare, but I couldn't find one that didn't have that on. Anyway, Margaret, hi. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scott. What a welcome.
Well, we try. We try.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're going to have some sound effects probably in the course of this afternoon, because there's a lot of drilling going on while they put a new door on the place. It's a bit of an open and shut case, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not me club dancing, I promise.
Now, last week you were telling us all about the horrors of toothache and what to do, people banging nails in the gums and then banging them in trees. But this week we're coming back down to the earth. You're going to Wanstead House again.
Absolutely. And this is Wanstead House, Wanstead, Essex. This wonderful manor house, country home, described as the eighth wonder of the world, but hardly a trace of it remains today. Well, in 1825, the heiress who'd inherited this wonderful house was dead, unfortunately. The house had been demolished because they were in bankruptcy. Hardly a stone of it was left standing. So what happened to the widow of the heiress? Well, the her widower was a man with the wonderful name of William Poltilney Long Wellesley. Now imagine putting
that's a bit
that,
of a mouthful.
Well, imagine putting that on your passport application form. But there we are. Well, having been bankrupt certainly wasn't going to hold William back. He was no longer living in Wanstead House, but he'd moved on to greater things. He went abroad for a time. He tried to cheat his own three children out of their inheritance, as he had no money and they had quite a lot. The only reason they'd still got money was because a trust fund had been set up for them. Luckily, otherwise he would have got his hands on it. While he was abroad, he married another woman with money, managed to get through most, if not all, of her money, and then abandoned her in France, fought a duel in France, came back to England and tried unsuccessfully for a long-term career as a Member of Parliament. Eventually ended his days living in lodgings in London, where he died in 1857, eating a boiled egg, it said.
Well, that was obviously no yoke for him.
Oh,
sorry. So,
please.
How was it that he choke on it or something?
Well, we don't know, actually, whether he died of just natural causes and happened to be munching on a boiled egg and soldiers, we presume, of course, at the time, or whether it was that the egg choked him. I can't help feeling that maybe his late wife was, you know, thinking to herself, richly deserved.
Well, I think she did, absolutely.
You know.
I mean, terrible. I mean, how did he, well, wives, wasn't it? Not just late wife.
Well, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Wives, they could all be that.
And both rich. Both rich. He wasn't going to marry anyone poor. The only reason he survived even living at in poor, fairly poor circumstances, as far as we can make out, after Catherine, his wife's first wife's death, was that he happened to be the nephew of the Duke of Wellington.
Oh, right.
Who made some financial provision for him, which actually kept him out of the workhouse, but only just.
I have to tell you, I think if I'd been the Duke of Wellington, I'd have said, well, on your bike, because he's terrible.
Well,
the way he's spending money.
Well, dreadful man, dreadful man. But the final comment on him must surely go to one of the newspapers who printed the immortal line after recording that he was now, he died. His life has gone out without even a flicker of repentance. Now, how about that for an obituary?
I like it. I like it.
Great, isn't it?
Good stuff. So what have you got for us next week?
Well, next week, I think we'll be looking at the ghosts of theatre land.
All right. The Ghosts of Theatreland.
The Ghosts of Theatreland, Essex Theatreland, of
right.
course.
Right, which would be where?
Which will be the Palace Theatre, Southend-on-Sea, and the Civic at Chelmsford.
Oh, right, they've both got ghosts, have they?
Apparently so.
Well, all right, well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.